Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and hello. Welcome to Commanding Your Life. This is your host, Beverly Fells Jones. I am an author, speaker, and seminar leader for the Silver Method and other techniques. On this show, I talk about how to expand your world of thought, exploring the world of positive thinking, Bible-based law of attraction, and consciousness from many points of view. I intend to share with you information that will enlighten and empower you in your life. I am here to encourage you to think in the positive and show that miracles can happen. I truly believe you have been given the power of the word and thought to create the life that you desire. When we're live on air, give us a call at 347-838-8437. That's 347-838-8437. And when I'm not, just send me an email at Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. So let's get started with our program.
It is really, I tell you, it is my pleasure to be with you this wonderful Monday morning, the 30th of May, 2006. It is Memorial Day, so many people are off from work. Many people are planning cookouts today, like it's the first major cookout of the year. Fantastic. I woke up yesterday evening. It thunderstormed majorly here in the Dallas area. And what was frustrating is that I had gone out in my garden and I had fertilized, I had sprayed for insects. I'm working hard to make this an organic garden, so I'm using organic type things. Did you know that putting like 2 tablespoons of soap, dishwashing soap, in a gallon of water, shake it up, put it in a sprayer, and it will help you eliminate bugs on your plant, so even your house plant, so it's soapy water? Didn't know that. So using those kinds of things, and then I use organic, I make a mixture called compost tea, and I fed my plants with it, I watered my plants with it. I just hope that they were able to uptake all those nutrients before the thunderstorm and all that rain hit and washed it away. That's the hard part about it. So I have to go back out and spray again and do a number of things. But let me tell you, it is wonderful day. Rained overnight and that kind of thing. I hope that your day, wherever you are, is fantastic and it is sunny. If you're having a cookout of any type, if you're not, I hope you have a wonderful day. In fact, I hope you have an absolute, you know this, absolute marvelous, wonderful week. I want to give a shout out to everyone who's listening to this episode of Commanding Your Life and my on-air family at Positive Power 21. And as always, we want to go through the process of just taking a moment, just take a moment and relax and take a deep breath in and out. If you're operating machinery of any kind, I want you to either not listen to this, save it to another time. Driving, don't close your eyes. But just take a deep breath in and out. Take another deep breath in and out. There is a power and presence in this universe that always has been and always will be. This power and presence is known as the God of this universe, the God of the Bible. This power and presence is in everything around us. Everything in this physical world contains essence of the Most High, including you and I. When I look at you, I see the presence of God. When you look at others, you see the presence of God, the creation of God. Any time that you look at someone and you want to take just a little bit of time, look at them and know that they are divinely created. And in that, they deserve your respect. They deserve your honor. They deserve your love. No matter how they make you feel at this moment, this time, if you love them, if they make you angry, still know that they are an incarnation of the Most High. What does that do for you? It causes you to treat them just a little different. Causes you to forgive easier. Forgiveness is for you, not for the other person. They may never repent. They may never change. But the forgiveness is for you and what you really are. Love them. Treat them with respect. And when you do this, your relationship will change for the better. Sometimes we have to walk away. Sometimes we have to just be. Love one another. And make this part of your life. Unconditional love as part of your life. We want that to be our mantra. So this week, show some love, show some patience, show some kindness. Show that you know what it means to be Christ-like in the way you treat people, in the words that you say, in the way that you bring forth your essence in the world. Make that your intention this week. Spread some love. Smile. Smile for yourself. If you don't smile for anyone else, smile for yourself. Because this is about changing you and who you are very much. Take a deep breath in and out. How does it feel to relax? Just to take a few moments and just relax. Relax your muscles in your head, in your shoulders, in your arms, your neck, your back, your hips and your thighs and your knees and your calves and your feet. Just relax them. If you feel any part of your body is being tense, just tighten that up and release it. Tighten it again and release it. And feel the difference. Tighten and then release. And have that release feeling stay with you. You can do this any time of the day or night. If you can't sleep, just tell your body, part by part, just to relax. Or to tighten it and then release it. And relax everywhere. When I do this, I find out where I have tension in my body. And that I'm sitting there really tense. So I take a deep breath in and out. Another deep breath in and out. Totally relaxing myself and my body. All right. Now you can stay in this relaxed state for a while as you continue to listen. Well, this morning my guest was to be Jerry Royce. And for some reason, he has not called in as yet. So that means I've got to do some conversation myself. Like, that's going to be difficult for me, right? Yes, really hard for Beverly to really have a conversation with herself. But I tell you, it is just wonderful to be able to come to you and talk to you and be able to go ahead and have this conversation and kind of talk. Now, the last couple of weeks, I've talked about quitting, right? One week I talked about the fact that, you know, when is quitting ever an option, right? And talked about some reasons why you should just give up or quit on something. And then last week I talked about when you should stay the course and not quit. You go, okay. So what was that for you? You know, did you get an idea inside of your mind that, yes, when I have a burning desire, and if I quit, I'd really beat myself up. But if I kept going and going, you know, and I feel as though it's working for me, and yet it may take a while, then I'm going to, and I keep getting positive feedback, then yes, I want you to continue. I want you to move forward. Now, on YouTube, for those of you who pay attention to that media, I find so many great things out there and so many, oh, not so great things out there, right? But I saw a commencement speech given by Tyler Perry. So Perry at Tuskegee University this year. He was just awesome. And he said, you know, this was his first commencement speech, but obviously he has talked at other times, right? And he gave this speech about setting your intention, you know, and I talk about setting your intention all the time. And the idea being is that when you set your intention, you're telling people, you know, you're telling yourself, this I really want to do. And he talked about the fact when he set his intention, when he was first doing his plays, he just was wanting to get the word out and he wanted to help take care of his mother. That was his intention. It was about making money and helping his mother. He said, but And over the years, I mean, he just kept doing it. Since his very first show, he had invested $12,000, expecting, you know, 500 to 1,000 people to show up in this theater, and 30 people showed up. He went bankrupt on that. He was living in his car. He would work long enough to get enough money together to put on this show, and then he'd quit his job and do a show. And he did this each year. He believed in himself, even though, you know, for a while he was homeless. He believed in himself to the point that he said he had to get this out because he wanted to pay for his mama, right, take care of his mama, until he started getting letters from people who saw the play about how it helped them. He talked about how it changed their lives. And then he realized that his work was not to feed his mama. It was to change people's lives, to give people hope, to talk about things that people didn't talk about. You know, it talked about broken relationships. It talked about abuse. It talked about sexual assault. It talked about all of these things that were going on in our communities, and nobody really wanted to handle those. Plus, he did them from a Christian point of view. But there were some other things he talked about. He told the graduation class of Tuskegee that, you know, when he was in school, he took some classes that, you know, he didn't think was necessary, and that's part of the reason he never went to college. He said, but had he gone to college, his life would have been easier. And I'm paraphrasing here in the sense that he told this long story, but the idea being is, had he gone to school, he would have saved thousands, millions of dollars in hard-earned lessons. So get your education, he was saying. You are way ahead of where he was in his business career that he had to learn. But he also told the story about he learned his work ethic from his dad, and he worked in construction with his dad building buildings. Now, of course, I'm paraphrasing, but he says that the hardest work was working on the foundation of the building. It had to be correct. It had to be level. It had to be strong. The taller the building was, the deeper was the foundation, he said. And he lived in Louisiana, and sometimes they had to build pilings, and I guess those are, you know, deep concrete holes, and they filled it with concrete down over 30 feet as the footing for this building that was being built. Syria. He said, and nobody pays attention to the foundation. You know, I didn't pay attention to my foundation until I had an issue with it and had to call people in to fix my foundation. He said, but if the foundation is weak, so is the building, and so it is with life. You've been building that foundation while you were in college. You, listening to this show, have been building a foundation to live on. What is your foundation? Is it built solid? Does it have all the things that it needs to support you and where you want to go and what you want to do? Feel that once they graduate from college or they graduate from a training school that they know everything that needs to be done. You're just starting. And that's part of what Tyler Perry said. You're just starting. You're just beginning your lesson. I continue to read book after book and person after person to learn, oh, just things that I haven't learned before, right? Or what do I want to say? To improve myself, to learn more so that I can talk to you more, right? And be able to share with you. The new things that I learned. But I'm going to share with you one right now. And it's a book by Florence Scovell, S-C-O-V-E-L, Shin, S-H-I-N-N. Florence Scovell Shin. She's written many books, but the main book that I want you to look for is called The Game of Life and How to Play It. I tell you, it's one of those books that when I was younger, you know, when I was first, you know, in my puberty even, right, to read this book. It's a short book. It's 97 pages. Find it on the internet for free. You don't have to buy it from Amazon. If I remember correctly, if you look for Read Books, R-E-A-D, books-online.com, and they have different categories, and the one category is self-help, or just search on there for The Game of Life, or look for Shin, S-H-I-N-N. It's a book, and the chapters are The Game Itself, which you're playing, The Law of Prosperity, The Power of the Word of Non-Resistance. These are each chapters. The Law of Karma and the Law of Forgiveness, Casting the Burden, Love, Intuition or Guidance, Perfect Self-Expression, or the Divine Design, and Denial and Affirmation. Those are the chapters. And she quotes one chapter here in the very first chapter, in the very first part. And he says, most people consider life a battle, but it's not a battle, it's a game. How would you really look when you look for around and you go, whoa, it's a game? Okay. It's a game. It's a game, however, which cannot be played successfully without the knowledge of spiritual law. And the Old and the New Testament gives the rules of the game with wonderful clearness. She says, Jesus Christ taught that it was a great game of giving and receiving. You know, you remember the words. It says, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So whatever you send out, whatever you say, whatever deeds you have will return to you. So if you give out hate, guess what? You're going to get hate in return. People will hate you. Do you know people who are hateful, right? And they wonder why nobody cares about them. Or they're catty. You know, women like to use the term catty. Are they catty? All right. And always saying something or about someone. I see that a lot on the internet and people making comments on blogs or on videos. And the person is beautiful and they're doing things and then they just tear them down. The same thing that Tyler said. He said, you are out there and you're working in the world and you're doing the best. He said he knew he had arrived when he gets haters. He said, people hate me. They hate me because, and he didn't say this, but I'm saying it because I'm seeing it on his, why don't you give up some of that money you got? You don't need all that money. But one of the things you've got to find is peace, because he talks about he is hiring people from the neighborhood. He just bought around Atlanta somewhere, an old Army base. He said an Army base that was built after Reconstruction, after the Civil War. He bought the base because the federal government gave it up. It's going to be one of his studios. And he is hiring people in the neighborhood. He's giving people jobs with this money, all of this money he has, right? So has received, and he's giving back. But going back to haters, he said the worst came that his enemy came from within. Yay. We've heard that before. Your best friend hates on you. You've gotten a good job. You're getting ready to buy a house, or you just got a new car, or you've done that, and your friend is hating on you. Oh, you think you're all that. I had that happen. Experienced that when I was 14 years old. And my parents, I didn't realize this, they had bought a piece of property and they paid on it year after year till it was paid off. And then they used that property as collateral and they built a house. Well, what so happened is from my classroom across the river, it was on a mountain in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I could look out the classroom and I could see where that piece of property was. It was awesome. It was so far away, I couldn't actually see the work being done, but I knew that's where our house was. But as we were, I would talk about it and I'm going, yes, my parents are building a house. Isn't that wonderful? I lost friends. My parents, I heard them talk about, they lost friends because they chose to spend their money and they built a house not in the neighborhood. And one day I asked my dad, I said, well, everybody else was buying the older homes in the neighborhood and remodeling them. You all didn't do that. And he said, well, we tried, but the deal fell through. But then we found out we could spend the same amount of money and build the house from scratch. But people were hating on us and thought we would change. I never changed. I didn't change. I came back. I was the same person. I didn't change, but they did. He who will receive love, if he gives love, if he gives criticism, he'll receive it, and so on. And she goes on to say in Proverbs 4:23, keep thy heart or imagination. She put those in there. With all diligence, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Let me say that again. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So if you choose to quit, quit because it is not making you happy. It is not fulfilling you. It is not giving you what you desire. If you choose to continue, make sure it is something that you love, just like Tyler Perry loved doing plays and helping people and continued on with his pursuit. And when he changed his intention from getting money for his mom to helping people, he said everything changed. So maybe it is your attitude, it is your intention that you need to change. I want to thank you for being here today, and I'm sorry, Jerry, I don't know what happened. I know he wouldn't have just forgotten to show up, so let me see about when I can reschedule him for the show. And again, thank you. Thank you. And if you enjoy what you hear, please share it. Share the link, share the phone number, share the time. This is Beverly Sells Jones, signing off.
Are you committed to changing your thinking and allowing your supply to flow? Are you willing to turn within and have a closer relationship with God? By keeping your focus on spirit, you will keep the channel open for the externalization of spirit according to your divine plan. Join me for a 40-day journey to expanding your inward knowledge of the creator of this universe. Go to 40days.commandingyourlife.com. That is the number 40days.commandingyourlife.com. Each morning, you will receive a lesson for the day, beginning with day zero, which introduces you to the program. Don't miss this opportunity to improve your spiritual life and experience the never-ending supply that has been promised to you. Thank you for listening today, and please share the link to this show with your friends and family so that they can learn how to be the best that they can be. Also, visit my website at commandingyourlife.com to see all the upcoming events, including a link to the free monthly Commanding Your Life telesessions, where you can ask questions and get insight into your own personal issues. You can also go to meetup.commandingyourlife.com and sign up for free. That's meetup, M-E-E-T-U-P, .commandingyourlife.com. Have any questions, suggestions, or know anyone that I should interview? Contact me by emailing Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. And be sure to join me for the next episode of Commanding Your Life. Matthew 9:29 states, as you have believed, let it be done to you.